As leisach yw sio, se Claire na gael fy sgoltoi ac arnys yn sio e'r stasiwn yn asiwn o Radio Banning. Hello, I'm Robert Cadeen Garfel, Robert y Carslach.
Have you ever had tell of old Bobby Bob?
And you're very welcome to this edition of Claire na gael, with a thread in the English language, as less nice a hilg, and with a thread in the Manx language, Chinyin Amera, the mother tongue of Alion Banning, the Isle of Man. As Benachten de Vries. Turning to the newspapers of 150 years ago, one of the great topics of the day was a piece of legislation called the Tynwald Court Procedure Bill. One clause was controversial in providing an offence of contempt or breach of privilege of any of the three branches of the legislature. Ta skilen ons chaglum na brerach yn grim en mysich skil en ons chaglum na brerach yn grim en mysich a bilia almond. Ta dynias ben gyn pech i ochgast yn ben na siadw fo bilia almond roes y dau ys di bwysil son llanw chydjyrgas fwyl ys chod ben y sniachta. The 5th of March was Gwyl Perrin, the Feast of St. Pirren, an Irish saint who is enthusiastically embraced as the patron saint of Cornwall, under the white cross on a black field. Claire na gael celebrates that gans illo a gurno, les kjol by an horn, with music from Cornwall. Tawys geistiach rish Radio Banning stasiun na nasiun, fysgol ar sgelia mach by dulish, Alan Vanin.
An malata hi said riblu I bluft an ha ho lef an lana Of Cully can tucker and tucker and tucker of Cully egg tucker and wealth the G of Cully can tucker and tucker and tucker of Cully egg tuck tucker ill busty. Tra la 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 la. Cully can tucker with Ovi and Tucker. Nins us Cully a carol. Tucker cassole. Dusty ribbon lock, all of the squalor. If a fully can tucker and tucker and tucker and fully attack the wealth of G, if fully can tucker and tucker and tucker and fully attack the ill busty, tra la 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 la. Fully can tucker if I'll be in tucker. Nins us kulia caral, tucker kasom. Just my tell you. Buskulia kara teka kazo.
That's musician and singer from the St Austell area, Richard Trethewey, with the band The Rowan Tree, with a song in Cornish about eating an culliach horse, the mallard, and it was collected by the Reverend Sabine Baring Gould, but he considered the words too coarse, so we gave it only as a dance tune. One of the famous events in establishing an elected House of Keys was the wrongful imprisonment of 1864 of James Brown of the Isle of Man Times for what the members of the House of Keys had called his contempt of court. Well, it was certainly true that he held the self-elected House of Keys in contempt and campaigned for an elected body, and in this light he wrote disparagingly of the House of Keys and its members. For one of his articles, he was called to the bar of the House, found guilty of contempt and breach of privilege, and imprisoned in Castle Rushen. Until later, of course, the charges were dismissed and the Keys had to pay damages to him for what had occurred. Actually, Robert Farger of the Ramona's Herald might also have been imprisoned for similar articles in his newspaper, but he simply wasn't in good health and he couldn't really suffer being sent to Castle Rushen, so in fact he apologised. It didn't stop his campaign in his newspaper, though, and 2 years later came the legislation to make the Keys an elected chamber, with the first elections in 1867. Chaunst an ven buishel fóin vilja almond, tí genacht an edrum sa chríach, as tí fag an ulliú na cochleand an a bléchan as dulliug an chaunst an a meachan gul sha. On saach deniach, eis tí chitavé liag chríach, as tí ginst an dunya sheshehek, ba visi gedan bes, da on lucky fóin vilja almond. Ach, alias tí an gráishen, tí genacht an kriolvish. Fejera lug a naiuvi, rugari lianu de vir de fir ge jurgus fool is gebane snyachter. Ach gemoer van boge hek, de renny geden bes. Rennen dun je sheshe hek on lucky von vilja almond, as renne ko de try. Hai en tre shas henke de vei beggen de slu trimshach, as lug de goil sirchen beggen de soldier. Renne square by as esh hure ben hiesha elia. Rugger a na ben hiesha nien day. As she mak vil yana wachid ben hiesha, as e chudjurgus fool as chubben as snyakta. Richard Gendel wrote a song, Prias Arwen, The Bride of Inspiration, and he wrote of it, the allegorical girl becomes the bride of inspiration, the inspiration of Celtic culture refound today. The lion and the cock are England and France. Like a phoenix from the flames, the new language is being reborn, a new child, a new branch grafted on an old tree. Well, here, unusually, Gwenno, rather than singing one of her own songs, sings Richard Gendel's Prias Arwen.
Thank you.
Gwenno, with a song written in Cornish by Richard Gendel, originally for Brenda Wootton, but Brenda herself only ever recorded a practice tape of it. The household languages of Gwenno's family were Welsh and Cornish. Treir bi renna ben hiesha gian ar a nínec, bi genacht an draw grai mwrec ar a song. Ach, treir bi renna gian ar a ilia beg, hengs munion olgs diachs a chriec. Ernach, harach e li cost na urget ulio a dunya shesha son a nínec, as ernach von gilion son red jay shen. As mosso henke de chor dui wurde, as yinnach e imene ba an dera chornel gus a chornel elia, as cor badag de on sio, na saus de on shen, draw a peit a bach de kinjach ons burra. Tre yinnach e chit de balia lug skolch ar au sier bi ar a hon. Cyr draw tre henke ben chies a stiach on shem ar hús, daer a nín ba gori as dwrti, Bomig, cord a ŵl. Cart y lŵr ma ffeitio dŵr dy boer, as hwgi ŵl braw as y chistio, as y chistio fo ffagr y mŵr trom, les glas leidio as iarn. Bomig dŵr dy nyn beg, nach bi ffer ag ma bren, yes. In 1876, the Tymble Court Procedure Bill included a clause to make it illegal to gainsay or criticise the legislature. However, as they also used to hold meetings in private behind closed doors, these weren't what people might have called open and transparent proceedings anyway. This came back to the Keys in early March of 1876, and the editorial in the Isle of Man Times responded to it. Public opinion in the Isle of Man has not a feather's weight with those who should be peculiarly susceptible to its influence. This disastrous and discreditable state of things was proved to demonstration on Tuesday last. Never in any civilized country having even the semblance of free government was a more unanimous verdict pronounced against a proposed legislative measure than the fiat issued by the public of this island, denouncing the attempt made by the legislature to acquire exceptional powers to punish political adversaries under the clause of what is known to the public as the Gagging Bill. Cornish dance music played by the musicians of the first group of Cornish dancers who visited the island for the Cruinneach, and that was Cam Kerniuek, and they were led by the accordion there of Ray Delph. The Nation Station, Manx Radio. Stash sjoen de nasjoen de Radio Vanning is een show sje klerne geel we skuller skelje maag. Mish Robert Kutting Carswell, Robert de Carslag.
Did he ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Rishachten lukt de klerne geel guller skelje maag te kei dat golgus in het ege Radio Vanning as broe kraman eish rish as masten de klern un sjen te klerne geel reglen. De podcast regetten nasty Jane Clairnius trued in a dega Radio Vanning na trued keredren podcast elia. Apple Podcasts, Amazon Audible, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn na Alexa. The Isle of Man Times editorial continues. Every constitutional form of opposition to the measure has been diligently employed. From press and platform has issued one general chorus of condemnation. Not a solitary individual in the slightest prominence of the slightest prominence or weight outside of the House of Keys has been known to speak in favour of the obnoxious bill, framed and made with a view of limiting those rights of free speech and written criticism which form the most precious heritage of Englishmen. I wonder what made they, why they made that Englishman. Anyway, back to the editorial. This country told its rulers in the most plain and unmistakable manner that it didn't want the legislation proposed in the Timbrel Court Procedure Bill, that there was no cause shown for its introduction, and that the attempt made to gag the press and fetter free discussion was an insolent and wanton aggression upon public liberty. Shen Marvan Boyer Jerklerish is dirty. Be trenni a chit the valley of ein skull. As tre honicky by an unyug drawy chit, henk I olkusne hinchinek. As there any glacker nul as gawy a vine knee neck as dirty. Chabi a heads rosh mabis egg the vre. Esh gawy a nul stiach se chistia, as renni duna a fargle. Eish henk a gilia beg stiach eg a doris as dwrti rishas, si yn cynchil sy chwraeg. Ma fac, ba falia dŵl? Ma boer dwrti gilia, creu ho aglach tau gian. Ach, ba faliam, mar so cord a hŵl. Eish dwrti cho cynchil as renni rai, as chawds fi cwmul sŵs fargl y chistia, tard as so, as gaw mach fer da hon hin. Het gouds van gilje kroma herische gistje voorslich. Crash, nu slashen argel. De ren na kjonege etlach jay masten de oelen rai. Esch, denier ven atchem fi boer, as we gindes er een acht oddach i kosha a noil. Cornwall was known from antiquity as a source of tin, and that's to be seen in the white vein making a cross boiling out of the black granite in the flag of St. Piran. He lit a fire on a stone, and out of that came the white vein, giving the white cross on the black field. Well, here the Stows sing about tin and copper boys.
You jolly tenor lads, and listen unto me. I'll tell you of a story that shall make you for to see, concerning Bonnie Party and the scams that he have made to stop our tin and copper mines and all our pilcher trade. Hurrah for tin and copper boys and fisheries likewise. Hurrah for Cornish maidens and bless their pearly eyes. Hurrah for all the gentry and may they never fail. Hurrah, hurrah for Cornwall, hurrah boys one and all. He summoned 40,000 men to Poland, they did go, and for to rob and plunder, very, very well do know. But 10,000 men were killed, and lay dead in blood and gore, and 30,000 ran away, I can't tell thee where I'm sure. Hurrah for tin and copper boys, and fisheries likewise. Hurrah for Cornish maidens, and bless their pearly eyes. Hurrah for all the gentry, and may they never fail. Hurrah, hurrah for Cornwall, hurrah boys one and all. Thank you.
at 40,000 still. To make into an army for to work his wicked will, and try for to invade us if he'd and quickly fly. And 40,000 Cornish lads don't know the reason why.
Hurrah for tin and copper, boys, and fisheries likewise. Hurrah for Cornish maidens, and bless their hairy eyes. Hurrah for all the gentry, and may they never fail. Hurrah, hurrah for Cornwall, hurrah boys one and all. Hurrah for tin and copper, boys, and fisheries likewise. Hurrah for Cornish maidens, and bless their hairy eyes.
The Stows, Tin and Copper Boys, hurrah, hurrah for Cornwall, hurrah for one and all. Onnen hag all is the Cornish motto, one and all. Haia ben gus coir chistiegach sa chamer liabachek, as gawi buddel loud ben, mach as a chistieg benyeddigi. As lurgi cur cion freigertach den wannel, renni cion lad lesha buddel lau, na bech beg ragen. As huggia na hai stoll roshan doris leshan ool sa lawega. Eish henks jach margad veg sa chamer early gus a boirek, van a shadow roshan isle as ish mesta potto shja che. Vumig, durt margad, tam a vre na shadow roshan doris as ta ool sa lawega, as te gian fi ven. Vrai mi jay da chordau an ool, a chyrenic o fregrdaw. Ti djinn dy fe ffi chwech. Imi rys de, dwr dy fwyr, as man a djinnig cordwt fregrd, cor saws de er a chlis. Mae'r so hai mor gedr de rys, as dwr ti, ma fre, cordaw yn ŵl. Ach er yn o'n rynnig cor gael er bigi, hwgi saws de er a chlis. As ren na chion tushum jay, sen vi aglid as the jaru. Well, the Isle of Man Times editorial is not holding back, describing this proposed legislation as being to gag the press and fetter free discussion, and saying that it's an insolent and wanton aggression upon public liberty, it goes on. Yet the bill which has been so universally denounced, which so stunk in the nostrils of the public, has actually passed the House of Keys. It's true that one of the offensive clauses has been slightly modified, but substantially the Keys have carried out what was the secret wish of their hearts, though with their lips they disavowed it when confronted by their enraged constituents. This is the latest phase of the injurious operation of Home Rule in the Isle of Man as at present administered, and we call upon the Home Secretary and the British Parliament to note the abject helplessness of the Manx public to successfully resist any measure upon which power in this island has set its heart. Well, this is another of Richard Kendall's songs, beautifully performed this time by Brenda Wooten, and it's Silver Net.
Oh, would there were the sea from Rame to Mars land, and Tamar were as wide could be, and Cornwall were some island in the ocean, a refuge in this ever-changing sea. If I had got the strength to lead an army, or the wit to argue well and win the day, I would place a silver net about my country, and let her children take their own again. Oh, could you see the future of our country as plainly as the glass reveals it me? And could you see the crowded crown lay empty? Well, might you weep for things that used to be, for the voices by the harbour of an evening, and the cry that calls the cattle from the hill. They seem to have an unfamiliar ringing that strikes into my heart an icy chill. These lanes our feet have cut across the ages, these quilted fields we've stitched since came the farm, these houses and these harbors and these churches, these stones on stones the country's face that charm. No longer are there Cornish feet to tread them, nor Cornish hands to tend and trim and clean. They've sold the motherland that bore and bred them, and wandered far away from Cornwall's green. Oh, would there were the sea from Rain to Mars land, and Tamar were as wide could be, and Cornwall were some island in the ocean, a refuge in this ever-changing sea. If I had got the strength to lead an army, or the wit to argue well and win the day, I would place a silver net about my country and let her children take their own again.
Brenda Whitten, for so many years, the voice of Cornwall, and especially with her collaboration with Richard Gendel, and there we heard Richard Gendel's songs, in English this time though, the one called Silver Net. "We call upon the law officers of Her Majesty," declaims the Isle of Man Times, "to see whether there is any constitutional ground for adding a new crime to the criminal code of the Isle of Man, a crime unknown to English law, and which has been invented simply by 24 men not faithfully representing, but defiantly misrepresenting, the public, whose interests they vowed as gentlemen of honour to protect. If this appeal, which we solemnly make on behalf of the public of this island, pass unheeded, then we are the only subjects of Her Majesty who are practically outside the pale of imperial justice. It is due, however, both to the Keys and the public, that we should calmly examine the amendment which has been introduced into the sixth clause of this now notorious gagging bill. The clause originally made it a criminal offence for a person to speak or write anything tending to bring the Timbald Court, the Council and Keys, or any member thereof, into hatred or contempt. How margaid toyach der Kenya as eskrecha? Is there any raigus of voirek? As dorthy, oh, vumig tabir bula jay kyaun mavrera? As we Kenya, Skrecha, as her ginnach is square by, oh, bar gaid, daughter Borek, cried her way ginted. Ach, tanny cune, nach ginnach pecher we fag in the bell beggar gair. Chanel nyata ein nish, nimit corre mach as a red, the soucher. Tre henk, gamelishel, tre henk and air the valia, as high as she's, ege woord door te kreten makem. Ach, van boer lina jis moer leden de vroch du, as van ma geid kenia de gier, erno na doddy square by. Esch door ten eris, kreten makem. O, door te boer, te engel mak er a cheer, gus tae a chian neem, de hanach dan unschenrisch tamelt. Cren fe ynach e gold o'r dyner, as gyn corsled nem, nes? O, hwys fe gyr i gol, as frai e jim dy ligad e tanacht o'n sien, rysie siachtion. Bi cyr eil mai, jyn tje. Having heard Cam Kerniewicz earlier on leading research into Cornish dance and music and playing and dancing with them was Merv Davey, in fact founder of Cam Kerniewicz, and there he was again in the company of his brothers Kit, Andy and Neil, who made up the band Booker. Shodat Stasiun and Ashun, Radio Vanning. Carnish, she Claire Nagale, Whistler Clash, and Merrimpeen, Robert Gittin Carlo, Robert a Corslach.
Have you heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
Och, ne, Dortoner, tambi trimshach de lure machon shen, Gerawi Carter, Honda Golg, and Corsled Nemus. Les shen, Gawi Toyach der E, as Dorte. Vargate, Crenfer, Taukenia. Heg de vreer bakrish tre, anjach. Lurk tamelt durte. Well, me ben jesje, ten beefy vai, kordau tulju. Ast na smoo dia, na smoo ve giri, dera ve a nia ulju. As chiawe na krauen foen boer. Eish hai marged gus a voir chisteg a chek, as gawi ferge na buddal an lau sherek bain chisteg sinchla, as renni trogl nis na krauen vai foen boer, as renni kion laud sa buddal lauek, as hai mach as a doris, as ish co de trai. Huggy adnan lais an nier glas foen vilja almond, as chillirach henka creed of a edrum rish, as gerenni kenya na soja. Eish, gau a bilja almond toyach der leishta huggers vai, as chiarn a bangan an kujach, as eish hired by Michaelia, kaat gurish bula bast a boga. Now, having set out the basis of this clause, the Isle of Man Times complains. It was perfectly immaterial whether the matter spoken of or written was true or false. If its tendency was to produce contempt in the public mind for individual legislators, the offence was complete. The alteration now made is that, to constitute an offence, a person must maliciously and falsely slander and defame these sacred legislative Solons. Solon was the great Athenian political thinker from the 600s into the 500s BC. The source from whence this liberal amendment has been derived appears to be an old statute, which for practical purposes is obsolete, but which, being unrepealed, is still the law of the land. The act to which we refer is dated 1647, and our English readers will be not a little amused to find that our local House of Keys has been taught a lesson in liberality even from the enactments passed in an age when newspapers were unknown, when pamphleteers who wrote against prelacy had their noses slit. And the booker was an entity for whom Newlyn fishermen left fish on the shore. Later, miners left the end crust of their pasties, a dijon for the booker. A booker is also the name given to someone from Newquay. Now, this quartet is called Booker's Four, with Kenneth Pelmere's setting of Piers Gilbert's poem Hail to the Homeland. But here it's in Richard Jenkins' Cornish translation.
Can
Well, that's Kenneth Pelmere's 1982 setting of a poem originally written by Piers Gilbert in 1958, and it was translated into Cornish by Richard Jenkin in 1982. Hail Dagan Mambro by Bukas Four. And with Bukas Four, I suspect that that means they're probably members of the New Key Male Voice Choir as well. Now, the date of the legislation, says this editorial, was when the tyranny of the Star Chamber was rampant, and when to dare to question the acts of arbitrary power was almost equivalent in its results to the committal of a capital crime! Exclamation mark. This old statute decreed that any person who spoke scandalous speeches about the chief officers of the island, or of any of the 24 keys, with respect to their offices and places, and was not able to prove it, should be fined £10 and have his ears cut off besides. The keys, it says, blushed when they found out they were actually asked to agree to a measure that was infinitely more illiberal than one that had been passed in the reign of Charles I, and to cover their ignominious retreat, they readily snatched at the amendment which made it necessary that falsehood should be a material ingredient in the slander or defamation to which the keys might be subjected. Well, this article then goes on to point out that G.W. Dumble, George William Dumble as an MHK, had said far worse things just recently in a speech about fellow members than the newspapers ever did. Eish jiri bodjil vain vilja, as once main a bodjil, but lost the isle, as mach as an isle, jiri ushag eilen, as ish goyla ren fi vilish, reni gulian susan air, as trevier netlach arsul, van bilja almond forson morveiro shen, ach van buddel lau leden de grauen, arsul. Van margeid genacht an manre de lour, as edrum se chriek, kaart mar de bege brerek, fos bio. Mar so hai bak de bogoil se tai, as gawi a generic. Henken ushug, lugji etlach arsul, de vein a sai clay tai a gau, net sho tai a gau as gawi toyach der goyle ren. Shema voir en misha varu, shema jimish de jaru, shema huur rem me chrauwen a gedden, wat courage ek ons budde lau, as courage nen lai me gedden, foen wilje almen brau. Kai wit, maherenish, chosela an ushug tamish. Van gau na haise chapega, as jinu driach trechile an ushug, van a sai a chleega as goyle ren. Now the name Caracana means a love of singing, although actually they're a Nos Lauen band playing for that new style of Cornish ceilidh, which is very like a Fest Nos, a lot more improvisation going on than perhaps in Fest Nos dancing. Well, here Caracana have fun with a piece they call Cornwall Chant.
Seeks the gold of missing into my my bones until they start to ache. Scruffy and untidy, yet beauty rough at the edges. That sampled man in song of nature, like nowhere else will call me home. On the hill and in the valley, where am I errant feet to take me? There Cornwall's heart beats through the rubble of mines and clay where men did work their lives. Sharp and strong, those sweet sighing, cliff-edged winds are crying. Still warm in heart am I to be here. Oh, land, this land, I do love thee. Love goes with me as I leave her, when restlessly I cross that river. But slowly seeps the cold of missing into my bones until they start to waste. Scruffy and untidy, yet beauty rough at the edges. The trampled man in song of nature, like nowhere else will call me home.
The band Caracanna and Cornwall Chant. As I say, they play for the Noslowen, but they enjoy singing as well. In fact, they love singing, hence the name Caracanna. Ren a gawer mooster the gol as the yin er an ushig. As chowds vigol herish sol a dorishega, chaili fair jane a karen and taiega. As we uns main the strage a lish karen er an derachas, as beg ach osha er a chas elia. As we cow an arpenegger, as fun triacht air se derelau, as fun a pinjour an salau elia, as mursove in a hiadu fo seis in a grainia, as e gian sus erinushig. Now the Isle of Man Times editorial concludes with these words: our criticisms shall not be one whit less scathing than ever when public abuses and the follies of public men have to be held up for reprobation. And if liberty is doomed to perish under the pressure of the official paw, the press, so far as we are concerned, shall be the last citadel where Manx serfs may find a refuge. Well, they certainly had a fine turn of phrase in the press of 150 years ago. Well, ten treir jit de chorkion clair na gael chir cho. Between 7 and 9, Chris Pearson presents the best in chill-out music for your Sunday evening, and then at 9, Judith Leigh will be here to ease you into Monday morning. Claire Nagale closes with a mélange of music from Cornwall with Camborne Town Band, and in fact we'll hear the bells of Camborne Parish Church of St Martin and St Mary Addoc in a piece called Mystic Trevithick, in honour of the Cornish engineer Richard Trevithick, who devised the first steam engine moving under its own power. Achneshene the Jaru. As so, until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night, Evi Machri Orts, as Dutz Meirian Share.